recovery.
Things we trust more than the government. Flint, tap water, Chuck Schumer's tears, and seafood from China. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? So, what's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show, where we actually dare to say what's on your mind. In all those times you're driving around and you're thinking something, you really, really want someone to say it. That's what we're here for. So this is also a great forum. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
A great forum for you to be able to vent and say what you need to say. So, by the way, phone lines are open. 888-673-1450. 888. I don't even know if we need that in America anymore, do we? We all have cell phones that are like unlimited. Yeah, anyway,
you don't need a toll-free number anymore.
But anyway, it's toll-free. Doesn't that make you feel better? 888-673-1450, 673-1450. And you can call up. How wonderful is that? So welcome to the show. And Sheriff Mack will join us a little bit later. Melissa joins us at the end. The schools came out with all kinds of new rules. Oh, you're going to love this.
You know,
this
will be
gosh.
The first time Melissa and I have been on together.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Wow. Okay. That's so cool. I've got all these amazing co-hosts, and Uncle Milty is on the most. He comes on 3 days a week, and it's so fun, you guys. I'm really blessed because I could not do this show without these people. I really couldn't. They are just incredible. They're willing to share their views. They are willing to come and do this because they care about you and they care about this country, and I just love them. So anyway, I don't want to get all, mushy, but they're awesome.
Okay. Enough.
Right? Okay. You know what? We'll start off with a phone call. How's that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So it's election year, right?
Yes.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Do you think that Commissioner Iverson is going to forfeit his salary from the Washington County Commission to run for the lieutenant governorship?
I'm not sure. I don't think he did he?
No, there's no way.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't think he did.
So he's going to go campaign and get paid by county residents to...
Right.
Not be it.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that's interesting.
But in all fairness, him just being away might be a good thing.
Yeah. He is just another Dean Cox vote, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. And, one of the listeners wrote a really great letter. To Almquist, Cox, Iverson, all of them. And county commissioners, obviously we have a ton of traffic, so I'm guessing everybody found out that we actually are kind of moving around here, which is wonderful. And so there's lots of people here visiting. But let me just read this really quick. I'm writing to inform you my family and I will not comply with any effort to test us for COVID-19 against our will. based on reporting by any of our associations. We will sue if you unlawfully enter. This is to the county commissioners. We will sue if you unlawfully enter our residences or attempt illegal searches of our persons via COVID-19 testing. We do not consent to such measures. We are willing to take whatever abuse the state and local judicial systems may put us through to defend ourselves against such tyrannical violations of our life, persons, and property. Moreover, there have already been Supreme Court cases ruling against this sort of action by local governments, so we are confident that our lawsuits will prevail. I'd like to see you all publicly denounce. I love that. I would love to see you all publicly denounce, because I don't see anyone doing that. The state of Utah's actions regarding contact tracing. I'm considering voting for Greg Hughes, but if Mr. Iverson does not take a public stand against these warrantless illegal searches, I will not vote for his running mate and will vote for a third-party candidate instead. And I encourage all of my acquaintances to do the same. Bravo. What a letter. I love it. You know, Huntsman and all of them, I would love to see just any of them totally denounce it, have a plan of action, actually a plan, not just tough talk, not just a little blurb in the newspaper, mm-hmm. but I mean a plan of action. I want them to present that to people on what they would do if the governor, for Greg Hughes, if he was governor, or Thomas Wright, I want to know exactly what they're going to do. I already know what Cox and Huntsman are going to do. They're total statists, globalists, and I would never cast a vote for either one of those people. I can't even imagine, because they're all for this. They love this. This is great to them. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, hook, line, and sinker bought in. So between Hughes and between the two of them, if you're going for the Republican ticket, otherwise go for the independent ticket. You know, yes. You've got all these other tickets.
There are other tickets.
And that you can vote for. But if you're going to stay with the Republican ticket, then I would like to see them denounce that too, because I don't really have a lot of interest in interviewing any of them either. Sorry.
And one of the problems here in Utah is mm-hmm. that a lot of people believe the myth that this is a conservative state.
Yeah.
And it
no,
isn't.
It's not.
So
mm-hmm.
voting Republican is not really necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're probably voting for a liberal mm-hmm. who's claiming to be a conservative.
Right. Very, very true. Very, great point. And, and here's the other thing. This is what I hear, too. But you guys are living in the state that's not as harsh as the other states. So you should be thanking government for allowing you to move about freely right now and go to work. No. That's not how that works. See, we're not moving the goalpost line. I'm sorry. No, I am not thanking my government for ruining businesses when they clearly could have decided not to. I'm sorry. No, they could have taken a stand like South Dakota. I kept calling it North Dakota. I'm so sorry. South Dakota, they could have taken a stand and they didn't. Why? Because they're complete and total wuss bags. I'm sorry. They are. They will do whatever they're told. Herbert does whatever he's told. Cox, all of them. Huntsman, everybody. So no, that is not the goalpost line. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go thank them. And you know what? None of these community, I can't even call them leaders, elected officials, haven't been like really out there and weekly in the press saying, this is not okay. We are not doing this. We're taking a stand. We're not going to close the parks. We're not going to do all these things, all this nonsense to create the security theater that we've created. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate.
Hi.
This gets me every time I turn around is everybody asking permission.
Yeah.
Just like what you were talking about.
Mother, may I.
When are we going to stop asking permission to do things that has been our birthright to do in this country ever since it was founded?
Amen.
But we're doing it. I mean, I even see it around here, everybody being so compliant. And it's like, we didn't elect the health department, first of all.
Right. You're right.
Okay. But we're acquiescing to the health department.
Mm-hmm.
And that drives me up the wall. The other term that drives me up the wall is this term public health.
Yeah.
Like the public has one collective health.
Right.
Doesn't work that way. Each one of us are actually different.
I agree.
We have clear down to the things that we can tolerate versus what we can't.
Yep. One,
even in the natural realm, you know, I'm a big believer in natural, you know, supplementation. The stuff that I may be taking may not work for you at all, and vice versa.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
We're all individuals. So this term public health is another one that's a misnomer, too, that we need to scrap into the ash heap of history.
Mm-hmm.
And one more term that I think we need to blackball and call it what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they start referring to contact tracing, we need to get that out of our vocabulary. It's pure unadulterated surveillance is what it is.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And that's all I had.
Thanks.
I just you sparked a chord with me when you brought that up a while ago. So
thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And public health now, what they've actually now included in sort of the definition of it is disease. You know, it's disease prevention now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole realm of things now. It's all it's the community health, the public health, the collective. It's the collective.
And you know what's funny about
that? Very socialist
that?
Term, yeah.
I go back to the late 90s when I was diagnosed with AIDS, of course, and HIV was the big, you can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't disclose it. Those people have a right to their privacy. We can't do anything to them to prevent the spread of the disease.
Right.
They're free to have sex partners that they want. You can't say anything. You can't. All of a sudden, that doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
I'm really fried about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And where are all these people? Why are they so silent? They're silent while they're still getting paid. No government worker has ever been laid off during this, have they?
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. And here we are. And Willie Billings and Brad Last. Brad Last, get him out. Please vote him out. Oh, my gosh. Can I beg? I will beg you to vote him out. Brad Last, who writes all the tax bills, he is their pet and has been in like almost 20 years. Can you please, please vote for Willie Billings? And they were squaring off. And Willie said, we should have the freedom to choose what we do in these situations. And then Brad Last went all statist, you know, oh, it's for the safety and well-being. Do you think we might have overdone it? Maybe. No, not a maybe. We overdid it. I'm sorry. And they can say new cases, new cases, new cases. That was because we increased the testing. And you know why I know that? Because didn't they have a statement that said it wasn't because of the testing?
It wasn't because
of
that.
You know what? Yes, it was because they're not all in the hospital. That's why. We are increasing our testing. People are running down, trying to get tested for this. And of course, they have it and no symptoms. So, okay. we have more people with no symptoms.
Yep.
Give me a break. Come on, guys. Oh, the Southwest Health Department. Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So come out of your cave, walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the Maker's hand. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say.
That's The Cave by Mumford & Sons. Love it. Oh, man, that song. So great. So great. Welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty with me today. How are you?
I'm good.
And then, of course, get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. As I've said before, even Judy Mikovits, Dr. Bitar, all talking about hyperbaric and what an amazing thing hyperbaric is. And let me tell you, getting into one of those, getting into the environment where you have an HBOT, where you're breathing in, that pure oxygen goes down to the cellular level and really helps you from the inside out. And there's nothing quite like it because of the fact that there's no pharmaceuticals, there's no anything. It's not invasive at all. You're breathing this in and this pure oxygen gets into your cells. There's just nothing better than that. And that's making all of those it's making all of those cells work harder for you and your health and all those connections, and you'd be surprised as to what can happen. So make sure that you are looking into hyperbaric. Go to insideouthyperbarics at gmail.com. You can email them, or you can just go to the website, insideouthyperbarics.com with an S, and check it out. You can even get a machine for your home, which is great. You can even rent one. That's awesome. And I'll use it. I think it's great. Anyway, everything from a stroke to having a surgery to trying to heal to brain trauma, you name it. They're doing incredible things with brain trauma, too. But get a hold of Ryan at insideouthyperbarics.com and make this part of your health regime, because it really is worth it. A couple of sessions or maybe 10 sessions, but it will help your health. And they are good. They're honest people, and they really do care about your health. That's why they started Inside Out Hyperbarics, because he had Lyme disease. That's why. And so, it's fantastic. So we were just talking off air about the masks.
Masks. Are they important or aren't they? There's always a big debate about that.
Right.
There's finally been an answer.
Oh, by the way, the clip coming in was Fauci. That was Fauci saying, don't wear a mask unless you're a health professional. Anyway, go ahead.
Apparently there's been an extensive study in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And the researchers in Hong Kong have found that wearing a mask can reduce the transmission of COVID by up to 70%.
Wow.
In hamsters. That's all I know right now.
That's all I know.
In hamsters, which are very much like humans.
Well,
so it's probably.
I mean... We actually came from mice.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
Well, it's hamsters and
I
not
mean, they're,
mice.
They're the next evolution of us. Wow, that's interesting to say the least.
Can you believe that? They went to the trouble to do a test like that to be able to say masks are good?
Masks are good. So just to reiterate, make sure that you, did I say that right? I get sent words that I say, reiterate. Okay, so the person that was calling me out on that, I hope you didn't put your nails down the chalkboard. I hope that I salvaged myself. Sorry. I have people all the time tell me, you got this word wrong. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's common fodder for me. I got it. Anyway, Willie Billings, make sure that you're voting for him for state legislator. So he's going to be fantastic. Brad Last has, I think he's been in a very, very, very long time, and he's kind of their boy. He really, really, really likes government. And so they squared off, and I loved what Willie had to say, and it was all about freedom and how we should have the ability to choose. We also have a freedom drive coming up. And hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, it's Larry Myers.
Larry,
the,
how are you?
Sponsor of the Freedom Rally today.
Awesome. Awesome. I love this, the Freedom Rally. And so tell us a little bit about it. Give us some details, please.
Well, thanks. This is a road rally. That's what's different. You know, we've had a couple of walks where we walked around downtown and shared our signs, and this time we decided to drive. So at 5:30 today, we're gathering out at the Ivins City Hall, downtown Ivins.
Okay.
And we're going to drive across the county. We're going to hit all the major cities, Ivins, Santa Clara,
awesome.
St. George, Washington, and Hurricane. And we're going to have our flags out and our signs and maybe honk our horns a little bit.
A lot.
You know, illegal nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, you're
probably
not supposed to honk your horn.
I'd do it anyway. I'd be a rebel. Just honk away.
And,
okay.
You know, people can wear their masks if they want, but I suspect that because this is a freedom rally, we're probably not going to see too many people wearing masks.
I would hope not.
I don't think so. But, you know, it's freedom. You can if you want.
Hey.
And, that's right.
And if you don't want to, then don't force people to.
I am all for freedom. So I love that. And you're going to
anyway,
go all the way to Hurricane, right?
All the way out to Hurricane.
Good.
So hopefully people will cheer us on. And we invite people to come join us if you're sitting at home thinking, boy, I'm bored. I need something to do tonight.
Right.
You know, grab your American flag and put a little gasoline in the tank. And 5:30 at Ivins City Hall, we're going to have some fun.
Oh, I love this. Thank you so much for really getting out there and doing things that are making a difference, because you're a special guy. And I'm so glad to have you in this community, because, you know, you're usually rallying the troops. And I really love that. about you.
Well,
thanks.
We wonder if we're making a difference, but I know the governor knows about us. He mentioned that Governor Herbert said he doesn't understand why we're doing this, and I guess he doesn't understand that people are hungry for freedom.
Yeah, he's always been kind of clueless.
Honk a little louder for Herbert.
Yes, please. Yeah. I mean, he's always been clueless. We've always known that, but you know, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He's bought. He's all in, and I just have such a tough time with him as our governor. So I wish we could have a little more North Dakota and a little less Utah now.
Yeah, a little more of other states. But we're going to make our stand and inspire others, and
awesome.
We appreciate your support and just keep spreading the word.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. 5:30 tonight. Tonight.
5:30. Okay. We'll see you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate that. 5:30 tonight, Ivan City Hall.
Can you imagine the governor actually doesn't understand why we're doing this?
Have you seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
That's funny.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't get it. What? We just locked all you down and we're telling you that we're going to phase you back in and that we'll never have a new normal. What's your problem, people? What's your problem? We're going to make sure you're social distancing and we're going to make sure you're wearing masks.
And no church.
No church, but you know what? What's going on? Oh my gosh. That's our governor. Yep.
Wow.
Had to deal with him for a long time now. Long time. Anyway, so there's that. So I also wanted to tell you about this, too. This was just insane, you guys. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more. So this is in the last hour of the show. These are the new CDC guidelines for reopening schools.
Excuse me?
In the fall.
The CDC has control over opening the schools?
Apparently, they think they do. And apparently, the superintendents, I know our own Larry, he listens to them. He does what they say. So he's in their pocket. So here we go. New CDC guidelines for reopening schools. Wear masks over the age of 2. I can't wait to see you strap on a mask on your 3-year-old.
How many under 2-year-olds go to school?
Yep. And how many kids are dying from said COVID? I'm just curious because, you know, when they closed the playgrounds, this was our same argument. Why are they doing that? So why would you put a mask on a kid?
Well, they've created a new illness now that 100 and so kids in New York have had that they're claiming is, they think, part of COVID.
The mysterious one.
The mysterious illness.
The mysterious one that's not named.
Right.
Okay.
Just over 100
Gotta have a boogeyman.
Kids have come up with that.
Yeah.
One, so.
Yeah.
So there is some evidence that we, you know, need to lock our kids up to.
Well, it's called gullible sissity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's our new disease. No sharing of any items ever. All belongings and individual cubbies, labeled containers, no sharing electronical devices, toys, games, and learning aids. Desks will be 6 feet apart, all facing the same way. How are they going to do that in a classroom? There's no room.
Well, they're going to have to cut the class size down to 6
well,
kids.
Well, they hang some from the ceiling, maybe, because, you know, COVID doesn't jump up. It only jumps forward. So maybe, I don't know, if you could stagger it or maybe hang some kids from the ceiling, maybe their desks.
Well, if it only jumps forward, the desk should be facing backwards.
Distance on school buses, 1 child per seat. Skip rows. Are you going to be doing extra runs?
Buy more buses.
Do we start out at 4 in the morning? Is that how that works? Install sneeze guards and partitions whenever you cannot be 6 feet apart. I'm so glad for the sneeze guards. They've really saved our lives. Especially when all the cashiers walk around them and have personal contact with you. So that's awesome. No communal shared spaces, cafeterias, playgrounds.
Where are they going to eat?
I don't know. Maybe in their hanging desk up from the ceiling. I think if we just suspend the kids from the ceiling, throw a mask on them, maybe some duct tape, you'll never hear from them. They won't touch each other. And then you can wrap them in bubble wrap and then roll them home. Maybe you can just roll them to the bus.
The playgrounds, I understand. Mm-hmm. You don't want kids out in the fresh air and sunshine.
No, 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 no. You want them as sickly as possible. You want that flu to get here ASAP. So yeah. I would suggest keeping them confined all day in the same space would be really good. So also physical barriers and then screens between sinks and bathrooms. You know, we want them so they don't like actually talk to each other or see each other too. That'd probably be good. And then only prepackages of boxes or bags of food because we know it lives on food, right? Because the entire nation is dead. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all eat food. So we all got sick from that. Do you remember that? Oh, yeah, that's right. That didn't happen.
Oh, here it answers the other question, too. Uh-huh. It says kids eat in classrooms.
Right. Okay. And so they never get to leave. You know, if we could just install catheters in the kids, I actually think they wouldn't even have to use the bathroom. You wouldn't even have to disinfect it.
A central drain in the floor of the classroom.
Let's do catheters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the only answer. And then also no field trips, assemblies, or external organizations in the school. That means no sports, no field trips, no assemblies, no fun. We have now become China. So they get nothing, nothing. No, don't even smile. Don't smile. That would be against the law and the CDC too. Same children stay with the same staff all day. Oh, that's going to be fun. And then stagger their arrival and departure time so they don't actually touch each other, see each other, wave at each other, smile at each other, or even glance at each other. We're going to keep them as isolated in bubble wrap as possible. I'm so glad we're doing all this because we're keeping them so safe, but we're psychologically abusing them. But we're keeping them safe.
That's
the most important thing.
I think what's nice about that, though, is you don't have to worry about your kids knowing anybody in the neighborhood.
That's true. I mean, they don't have to have friends.
No.
In fact, friends are cooties. Friends are diseased. I mean, they're diseased cooties manufacturers walking around. And so the more isolated and more psychological abuse you could put on a kid, the better. I mean, according to the CDC.
I don't know how that's going to work when they get a little older, though, because they also promote promiscuous sex with teenagers. So
yeah, well, there's that. But you know what, though? We could just ship them off to China to get educated and then have them come back when they're 18. They'll be virus-free. They've already got the whole thing set up. We'll go about our lives. We'll go to work, right? And then the kids will come back at 18 and problem solved.
Well, except for China's not virus-free, Kate.
Well, it's that or catheters, Milty. What do you want? I mean, are you for catheters? I say install the catheters in the kids.
Yeah.
They'll never have to visit a restroom again. It's going to be perfect. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain and I will change my ways.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're joining in today. Get over to Dr. Diet and drop the COVID-20. You know, you put it on. Make sure that you can get in shape for this summer. And you know what? Getting healthy right now, dropping the weight, so important right now. And I think even for our well-being right now, you'll just feel better about yourself. And you'll be back in your cute clothes. And I know all the guys that are listening went, cute clothes. I know. But, you know, you have them too. You have There are clothes you look better in, too. Trust me. Trust me on this. I'm a woman. Anyway, so make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They are very caring people, good people, and they know what they're doing. They also have free classes on how to make salad dressings and all kinds of things, you know, how to basically get it done, the weight loss, and do it quickly. And they have all kinds of tools. They have actual appetite suppressants and all kinds of metabolic boosters and all kinds of vitamin shots, lots of ways to get you rolling in weight loss and doing this in weight loss just because it's really hard to get going and stay in it. And the accountability factor is huge. So I can't stress enough. This is when I finally dropped the weight is when I went to Dr. Diet. Before that, I remember it was 5 pounds here and there and I'd always gain it back. But when I went to Dr. Diet, that's when it fell off. So by all means, get over there. Dr. Diet, 628-DIET is the phone number, 435-628-DIET. So welcome back. What do you think about these new guidelines from the CDC, the corrupt CDC? What do you think? Do we realize how corrupt the CDC is? Do I need to do a show on that? I probably do, don't I? We really do need to talk about the CDC because in detail, because there's so much corruption going on. They partnered with Bill Gates several years back, and they are not a government agency, yet they're ruling America right now. And the problem I'm seeing, the fear I'm seeing, or the fear I have, in other words, is that our superintendent, Larry Bergeson, he does what they say. These school districts, they all go, oh, CDC, the CDC. The CDC said, we're following the guidelines. And even though they're nonsensical, they're, we're following them to a T, actually. You and know what, so, yeah, that's why. That's why I fear this from the CDC, the guidelines.
What surprises me about the CDC...
What's that?
They were founded in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken them 75 years to realize that they can actually create the diseases, too.
Yes, yes. They actually hold patents on the diseases. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself why that is. They become a real, like, vaccine patent company is what they are. I mean, you almost have to think of it as just another corporation because that's what they are. And so in our minds, we say CDC means government.
No.
And I don't know why we do that because it's so separate.
If it was government, it would say the U.S. CDC.
Yeah,
see,
you're right.
It doesn't
yeah.
say that.
It doesn't say that. Yep. And so we have a lot of problems. And you know, they were created at the same time. We had the UN. We had all of these things that have really been to the demise of our country. And all happening within that decade. That decade, so much got started. We got rocking and rolling on the CIA. We got rocking and rolling on the UN. It's amazing how much happened in that decade that really flipped the lid of freedom and liberty. So when we talk about the CDC, I will cite the CDC sometimes because I'm only using that info against the info we're getting because they contradict themselves all the time. So that's usually why I'm citing them, not because I believe in what they say.
You know, back in those days, though, people really believed that they wanted to prevent another Hitler from ever happening.
They really did. Yeah. Isn't it amazing that we created it?
Mm-hmm.
We just created it in the name of agencies and world government is what we did. And I think that's probably got to be a wake-up moment for us in America. What monster we started creating in the 40s that we're dealing with today in spades. Because I think if I was to go out and tell you after meeting with so many of you and getting emails from so many of you and so many of you that have woken up, when you finally realize how much our country has changed since the 1940s, when we really put socialism on steroids, when we just really changed the whole system and way of doing things, we even changed how the government got the funding from you and I. We changed it all.
Yep.
It used to be off of tariffs from land sales. It used to be off completely different things. In the whole 1800s, the money stream looked completely different. And then it went to income tax, and then it went to corporate tax, and then it went to these things that, and it just went off the rails. So they completely changed the income stream. They introduced socialism. They introduced the global new world order. And started getting that rolling. And then they introduced the CIA so that the CIA could jump in and start causing chaos that we would constantly have a war for. We didn't just spontaneously from the 40s just all of a sudden just want to go to war with everybody because we have not stopped being in some sort of military action since.
Yeah, but when they formed the CIA, they specifically said that they can't do any of their stuff within the United States. Until
that
2016.
That was the carrot, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Mockingbird came along. And Mockingbird, like wasn't that like late 50s, 60s? So Mockingbird comes along, and they start getting into the media. That's when they started owning the media. But it's interesting because when you look at the CIA, their whole job was covertly to start these things where we had to go that now and have arms sales and you know, the selling of weapons and we had all these altercations and all these hot spots around the world. We didn't have that before they came along. We really didn't. We had two world wars, and we could talk about that, but we had two world wars, and then we had constant military actions and wars since the 40s.
Never stopped. Prior to the world wars, countries had their problems.
Yeah.
But other countries didn't get involved in the internal problems of countries.
Yeah, and they didn't go park their business on that country's location on their sand and say we're now going to control what happens here. So that all started from the 40s on, and we've been in trouble ever since. And if there was ever a lesson that you really needed to teach your kids, just to get them to start opening their eyes to what's going on around us, it would be that, because that was really and truly probably the bigger start of what we're dealing with right now. We could go back to the beginning and say, you know, here is where we had all these problems sort of coming together. But it was the 40s that really lent itself to what we're dealing with. So. Yeah. It is a big, big history lesson for us. 888-673-1450, you can call up.
The other lesson is don't wait 75 years to try to fix it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Because we didn't do much when all this was going on.
No.
And a lot of it, we didn't know. You know, we didn't know that they were taking over the media and inserting themselves in CBS and CNN and Fox. And we didn't realize what they were doing. And we didn't realize the CIA was doing all these things either. We just thought that people just wanted to always kill us. That was the narrative. They always want to kill us, right? North Korea always wants to nuke us. Everybody wants to come in and take us over. That's not true, actually. Actually, they want to strengthen their own country, basically, is what they really want to do. They just want to strengthen their own country and profit off of their people is what they want to do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Not that that's good, but that's what they want to do. Go right ahead.
I just had a comment about your CDC, well, not yours, but the CDC guidelines. Maybe
for
we
schools.
Should just give all of our children over to Scientology, and then it would be taken care of, because then they'd take care of them and they'd learn how to, you know, be little socialists. We wouldn't have to send them out of country, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Interesting. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure I'd want to keep my kids around if they were socialists.
Oh, gosh, you guys, we're in trouble. I saw that today, and Melissa's going to go into more detail in the last hour. We're going to talk about it more. I just wanted to make sure you guys could call up, because if there was ever a time to write a letter and get a hold of your superintendent, and I don't care if you have kids in school or not, but you let them know where you stand with the CDC and tell the CDC where they can shove their guidelines. You guys, I can't imagine sending kids to school in that. I can't imagine doing it. So please, please get a letter off and say you will not stand for this. Because it's only going to be the threat of pulling these kids out is going to get them to reconsider following along. And I wouldn't be worried if we had people in the school district that were willing to stand up to anything. If we had people like that, I wouldn't care. But locally here in Washington County, we do not have that. So we have these guys that go right along with whatever they're told. They don't question a thing. And I know there's a lot of teachers and principals out there that are having a tough time because of what they've been handed and having to kind of go along with this. And that comes from the top in the superintendent and his board. So I would definitely be emailing and get a hold of all these people and let them know that you're not going to put up with this, because I can't imagine it looking like this locally. Can you imagine this, that list?
No.
That's just abusive. I can't imagine it. So we really have a task on our hands for this fall. When I said, you know, this summer we're going to get a little reprieve and it's going to feel like we're kind of coming back to normal. Are you worried about this fall? I'm worried about this fall.
I'm especially worried about it, and we can maybe go a little bit later on this, but they're now proving that the fall is going to be real bad.
Yeah.
Because it's fall in Brazil right now, and they had 20,000 new cases in one day.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That is truly amazing.
And it's,
so somebody sitting behind a computer screen?
How could you count them that fast?
You couldn't. That's just ridiculous, actually. But you know what? The scare tactics begin again.
Yep, here they come.
That's okay. You know what? There's things going on. 1,200 pastors are saying we're reopening our churches and defying orders.
Thanks be
awesome.
To God.
Yep, that is awesome. And there's a lot of that going on right now. When you saw the Wisconsin smackdown of that governor, by the way, the guy that wrote the article on how to sue your governor, he is coming on the show on Friday, tomorrow. And so he'll be fantastic. You'll want to listen to him. He actually writes for the Daily Caller, writes for all kinds of things. He's written lots of books about Bitcoin, but he's really great. Part of the Mises Institute. You'll like him. So I just, you know, we need a lot more faith. You know, you would think that we had a godless nation right now because there's not a lot of faith going on and there's a whole lot of rules. And if we had, if we were truly a nation of faith, we would say, we don't need all of these rules. Let me guide my life in faith and let me, you know, let's demonstrate some, right? Some faith in God to help us through this if this was truly a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how many times they want to say, new cases, give me a break. You guys, do you know how minuscule it still is compared to 3.3 million people in Utah? Give me a break. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that on your translator, your 1400 up here, from Monday on, it was just, you couldn't even, just every other word, it was just going off and on.
Okay.
Wind,
I know that.
Mile an hour, like,
I did get an email this week saying they were working on some things and we might get some troubles, so that's probably where it landed. I'm sorry.
But what I was getting at was they missed one of the greatest shows you ever had on there. You need to, I think, in my opinion, you ought to put Judy back on there, Mike Witz, and have her, redo that.
You just gave me a good idea. I'm going to play that as a rerun on Monday.
Well, yeah, you just play that, and then because people need to hear that.
Yeah, they really do.
I'm so mad because all of our 1400 stations, but just you couldn't even hear it. But
okay.
You know, 1450 might have come in good down that way. But
okay.
Up here by Parowan and Peter, it never come in.
So. You got it, sir. I will play it as a rerun on Monday. Thank
That'd
you.
Be great.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thank you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
It will go up as a rerun. I should probably play it both hours just so people can grasp what was said. Right. But Greg Mannarino was great, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play that again on Monday. And
are you not going to be here Monday?
Well, it is Memorial Day. Did you not get the memo? He's always the last to know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm a terrible person. I forgot to tell you. Yeah, Monday's out. Monday's gone. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
I kind of wanted the double time.
Stop it. Oh, he always teases me. Anyway. All right. We'll be right back on the national show. And, yeah, there's so much in the news today, you guys. It's so crazy. And I'm glad that President Trump said that I'm not going to wear a mask because that's not normal. And we're going back to normal. I love that he's not doing that. I really do. I want him to get off the vaccine kick. But let me just tell you, I'm really proud of him for not wearing the mask. I really am, because he's showing America you do not have to submit to these peanut-sized Hitlers. You don't. So we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.